Just talking to Susie King on Madeline Borth, M-A-D-E-L-E-I-N-E. Madeline, M-A-D-E-L-E-I-N-E, Borth, B-O-R-T-H, B as in boy. Madeline, M as in Mary. Date of birth is 10/30/1946. Next, date of visit is 2/22/23. Please make a copy for James McDonnell, M.D., M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of asthma. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 75-year-old lady who comes in for history of asthma and chronic dyspnea, for which she has been on an Advair inhaler, but does not use it on a regular basis. The patient has had complete cardiac as well as pulmonary evaluation in the past. And apparently her pulmonary function studies do demonstrate her pulmonary function studies were noted to be within normal limits with no significant change after bronchodilator use. The patient, however, states she cannot exert and is short of breath with minimal activity. She is not on any oxygen at home. The next, can you also mention the patient denies chest pains, fever, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis? Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history is included. History for pulmonary embolism and past history for hypertension, history of chronic asthma, and history of right ankle surgery with ankle replacement. She also had right breast mastectomy for breast cancer and has antiphospholipid syndrome and hypothyroidism next surgery also includes right mastectomy. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked, half a pack per day for 10 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of Parkinsonism. Mother had lung cancer. Next paragraph. system review of the patient as depression and anxiety. She has hearing loss. She has glaucoma and cataracts. Then has fatigue or weight loss. She has hoarseness and wheezing and shortness of breath. She has reflux and denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. She has no urinary symptoms, denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She has anxiety and depression. She has insomnia and denies joint pains, muscle aches, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next, med list included albuterol inhaled 2 puffs, PRN, Lexapro 10 milligrams daily, Lunesta 3 milligrams HS, Famotidine 20 milligrams daily, Advair HFA 2 puffs BID. Oh, I'm sorry. Advair Disc 100 by 50 micrograms 1 puff a day. Synthroid 112 micrograms daily. Leothyronine 5 micrograms a day. Losartan 100 milligrams daily. Propranolol 80 milligrams daily, and Xarelto 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female was alert, pale, no acute distress. There's no clubbing, but has mild leg edema. Blood pressure 128 by 70. Pulse is 52. Respirations 20. Temps 97. To weight is 204. Saturation 96. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. Throat is mild injected. He has no inflammation. Neck supple. No bruise. No thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And lung fields are essentially clear. Heart, the atoms are irregular, as on an S2 normoma. Abdomen, soft, protuberant without masses. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. 1 plus edema, decreased peripheral pulses, reflex in the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with history of asthma. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. And number 5 is depression. And number 6, history of pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, and a complete pulmonary function study. So also so we'll also get a copy of her echocardiogram. And she was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Continue with that, Advair HFA, 1 puff, BID. And copy of her previous CAT scan will be requested for comparison. Thank you, Dr. McDonald, for this consultation. Copy for James McDonald, MD. Jesus, Dr. Susan.